Well, I say like the Australians say, good day, because it could be morning, it could be evening, it could be afternoon when you watch this grain of encouragement. We are busy looking into this letter that Paul wrote to the church, to Galatians. And you know, what is this message telling us for you and for me, reading and listening through this message of Galatia? Well, it's a very important message. You see, salvation is not a matter of human effort. This is what Paul is all about. It's no human effort that comes into this. Nothing that you and I did brought us into the state that we are as children of God. And this is so important. The foundation of salvation is everything that God has done in Jesus Christ, in his death and in his resurrection. And that is all it is. And we receive it by just trusting in Jesus, believing in the name of Jesus Christ. That is the foundation. Now, unfortunate, as you know, the enemy, Satan, Lucifer, is trying to dilute the word of God. And he's using human agents to do it. This is what Paul found. He found this message coming into this church there in Galatia. And it attacked the very core of the foundation of salvation. And this is what you and I need to be so careful of. I mean, Galatians is in your Bible, and it's an important book for us to understand. Now, we've seen over the last few weeks how the Judaizers came in, and they tried, just like in the church in Philippi, they tried to water down the message. They tried to make it faith plus works. You need to do something to work for your salvation. And Paul is so hard against this. He picks up the pen, he writes himself these words to this churches in Galatia. Now, I want to pick up in chapter 2, verse 11, and we're just going to do up into verse 14. And I also don't want to overcomplicate the word. I want the word to speak for itself for you. Now, what can you learn from that? In your own walk with the Lord, you need to understand these concepts that Paul is giving us, the concepts of understanding that it is by faith alone that we receive our salvation. And also take it as a warning not to listen to people who try to bring you under the bondage of any kind of law which they want to impose on you. So we read in Galatians chapter 2, verse 11. Now, when Peter had come to Antioch, I withstood him to his face, because he was to be blamed. This is very hard words. Now, Peter is a very important person, and he visited Antioch. Now, we know a lot about Antioch. We became clear of Antioch in Acts chapter 11, verse 19. You remember, this is where a lot of people went and full of the Holy Spirit started preaching the gospel to the Hellenists. They first went to the Jews who withstood the word of God, the good news, the gospel. But then they went to the Hellenist, and it says there in that passage there in Acts chapter 11 that the hand of God was with them, and many believed. And it is so great to understand that when they've heard about this in Jerusalem, they sent Barnabas, the encourager, down to Antioch to go and see what's happening there. And when Barnabas arrived in Antioch, he was so amazed and so pleased and so blessed to see the following there. He saw the grace of God in the church, amongst the church. Now, what is grace? Grace is the good news. Grace means that we received something that we did not deserve. And I started the study off by saying, salvation is something that we received that we did not deserve because we couldn't work for it. Well, there is a verse for that. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, it says, for by grace you have been saved, through faith, and that not of yourself, so that no one can boast about it. If I could only boast about a little bit of grace or things that I've done to bring me to the position where I am today, then I'm boasting. And grace, I can't boast in it. It's a free gift. Now, when Barnabas came to Antioch, he saw the grace. He saw the freedom that the grace brought. And this is so important for the gospel in your and my life. Now, why Peter went down to Antioch, I don't know. Maybe Barnabas told him about the grace that he saw amongst the people in Antioch, the Hellenists and the Jewish believers, that Peter wanted to come down to see this for himself. But when he came down, Paul said he withstood him in the face. Look there, I withstood him to his face. That means to be set against him. This was a point of conflict. Now, at this point in time, Peter is a very important person, but it didn't matter who he was, because he was wrong in a concept here. He was so dangerously close of attacking the very foundation of salvation that he was part of. So you say, why was he to blamed? Well, for what you should say, we read in verse 12. He says, for, you see how that verse starts there, Galatians 2 verse 12. For, this is the reason why he was to be blamed. Before certain men came from James, he would eat with the Gentiles. But when they came, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing those who were of the circumcision. You see, he says there were certain men that came from James, the brother of Jesus. Now, we've identified these certain men already. We saw in that great council in the book of Acts in Jerusalem, that they were identified as Pharisees who believed, the sect of Pharisees who also believed. It was the very same people who said that the Gentiles had to be circumcised. They had to be circumcised and follow the law of Moses. And it's this certain men who came from James into Antioch. Now, this is so fantastic, because when you see he would eat with the Gentiles, this is Peter, he sat down and he ate with the Gentiles. Now, if you follow Jewish law, this was unlawful for a Jew to sit down and eat with a Gentile, with a Hellenist. You find this in Acts chapter 10, verse 28, where he says that it is unlawful, you couldn't do this. Now, when Peter sat down with these people, he did it without any regard to the Jewish food laws in the laws. He did it without any regard to that. He sat down to them because they were his brothers and sisters and they shared food. They ate together. But now he continues on to say, but when these men came down, he withdrew all of a sudden from the Gentiles. He kept himself separate from them. Why? Why did he do this all of a sudden? The answer is there in verse 12, and it's the same that plague a lot of Christians in the church today. It is fear. Fear for man and not for God. This very same thing happened with Peter, of all. One would have thought that he'd learned his lesson by now, but not so. This is the key of this whole thing that happened in Antioch amongst the Galatian churches. That a man with the stature of Peter withdrew himself from these Gentiles because of fear that's happened within him. That fear drove him now to do what he's doing. Now, we should not live by that. It is very clear that the same Paul who withstood him in the face wrote there in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. He says, now the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And this is the liberty we need to walk in. I love that verse. He says, the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, that means where the Lord is, there is liberty, there is freedom. That's what the word liberty there means. In fact, it comes from the Greek word eleutheria. Now, eleutheria means to omit things having no relationship to salvation. That's what it means there. That's what Paul understood about this liberty. To have, to omit these things, to omit the law even. these Jewish ritual laws, the food traditional laws, to omit them because it's got no relationship whatsoever with salvation. I want you to look through your Christian walk today and look at all of the things you hang on to and whether they have any relationship to salvation. If not, you may be also practicing law and not liberty. And we will see that next week. Now, this does not mean we could live as we please. We've already established that. We still need to live a righteous life. And like I've often said to people, that this is the works that happens after we are saved. We still have to live a right. We can't just live as we please to live, but we need to live as we should live. But here we find now in verse 12 that Peter pulls himself back all of a sudden from those and sat with those who were from the circumcision because he feared them and he wanted to put a distance between himself and these men. Now you say, so what is the issue then? Is it just that, not eating with them? Well, it is the separation that takes place here. That is the issue here. You remember, and I want to unpack this for you. You remember that letter that the Great Council sent to these people? You remember that it said that you don't have to be circumcised, but to withhold from idol worship, to withhold from blood, strained animals, and food from these temples and so on. These men came so cleverly. These men, certain men from the sect of Pharisees who believed, they came in so cleverly. And they used that word abstain there. And they went in and amongst the church with those words. You see, they recognized the letter that came from this great council in Jerusalem. They recognized it absolutely. But they came in and said, well, in the letter it says that you need to abstain from these things. And they used that word abstain there to identify themselves apart from others. It is so subtle, but it is so dangerous. You know, to identify ourselves now because we do not sit with the Gentiles. They misuse that. They actually change that letter to fit themselves and then going around putting their influence upon people generated fear in people's hearts. If you hear any message that generates fear in your heart, you need to test that message. The Word of God brings liberty and freedom. Now listen to me carefully. If the Word brings you to a point of guilt or consciousness about something that's wrong in your life, you need to repent of that. It shouldn't bring fear. If there's any fear coming in, you need to test that word. So here comes Peter, the great Peter. He sits there with them and eat at one moment. And these men came down. And then because of the fear of people, they pull away. And that's the same a lot of people do today. They pull away because of the fear of people. In verse 13, he continues on and he says, and the rest of the Jews also played the hypocrite with him, so that even Barnabas was carried away with their hypocrisy. This is the danger of not holding on faith, salvation by faith. This is the danger of letting your ear out and listen to others. This is the danger of keeping your eyes on people. There's a lot of people who looked at Peter. Wow, the great Peter is pulling away from them. Then it must not be right. And they followed stream, just like a stream. It's really interesting that he uses the word there, that Barnabas, which I find fascinating. He came down. Remember when I said at the beginning, he came down to the church in Antioch and he saw the grace of God. He experienced it himself. But maybe he had his eye too much on Peter. Because when Peter pulled away, he didn't taste it by the Spirit. He didn't taste it by the word. He was carried away. Now let's come to the word carried away, because that happens so often in churches today. The word they carried away is to experience a force that take you along. You can think of a stream of water. I I love sometimes when we go on holiday, you go to the water parks and they've got this endless river, and you lie on a tube and you just lie in the current of the water, and the current takes you away. This is what it is. This is the word here. There's a force that's coming. And instead, like Paul withstood. You compare this carried away here with earlier on in verse 11, I withstood him to his face. I said against the current, he says. Now here, Barnabas was just carried away by the current. He was floated along, and that's the big problem today. You see, that is the influence of the masses. Everybody goes in that direction, so we all go there. We never challenge it. Somebody said to me, you know, a big church, they must be doing something right. You know, God must be in it. No, God's not always in it if there's numbers. No, it may be the opposite. And here we find it that Barnabas himself, this man of encouragement, he was just pulled away. The word hypocrisy there comes from the Greek word hypokrisis, which means to do play acting. So they are just play acting in front of these powerful people who came down and then carried away. Be careful of that. This is so, so important to understand. Now let's finish today. In verse 14 he says, but when I saw that they were not straightforward about the truth of the gospel. There is the theme there, the truth of the gospel. What is the truth of the gospel? It's the good news. It is salvation by grace and faith alone. That is the truth of the gospel. Have you got the truth of the gospel? Or are you still working so hard? He says they were not straightforward about it. It is that word there, straightforward, means that they were hiding things. You see, that comes with the word hypocrisis. They were play acting. They were not straightforward about the freedom. You need to be prim and proper here, and you need to be important there. He says, when I saw this, I said to Peter before all of them. He did it. It was so serious. In front of the whole church, he called Peter out. And that's straightforward. That is so, so intense. And what did he say to him? He says to him, if you, being a Jew, live in the manner of the Gentiles and not as a Jew. Why do you compel Gentiles to live as Jews? What does it mean? Well, he means that when Peter came first of all into Antioch, he was sitting and eating with the Gentiles. It's right there in Galatians chapter 2 verse 12. He was eating with the Gentiles. He was putting away those Jewish food laws. He didn't obey those laws. But he says, you came here first. You lived amongst the Gentiles. It was unlawful according to the law. But there's no law. There's freedom. There's liberty. He says, now you lived freely amongst them. These people came from Jerusalem. And now all of a sudden, why do you compel Gentiles now to live as Jews under the law? And this is what we need to be so careful for. So what can we take away from this in end? We need to be careful to follow people religiously. You should not keep your eyes on one man and take every single thing they say as gospel. You need to be like the Bereans and test it to the word. Will you do that? Be encouraged in this, that we have the truth of the gospel. The truth of the gospel that we are saved by faith alone. Through the grace of God. God gave you and me that grace. Let no man take it away from you. My brother and sister, friend, I'm going to leave you there. Next week we're going to look at these two playing off against each other, as Paul is going to make his argument a little bit further. But in the meantime, until I see you next time, God bless.